The clock is ticking. You've got until Friday to hand in your written submissions commenting on the draft bill on land expropriation. Business has in the meantime added its voice to public comment on the matter, raising red flags around the ANC's latest push to become the final arbiter on expropriated land instead of the courts. Cass Kovadia, acting CEO of Business Unity South Africa, joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Cass, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we've had both BUSA and BASA adding their voices to concern around a proposal that the courts be cut out as the final arbiter on expropriated land and more power be given to the executive instead. Cass, is this something new to what was proposed back in December in the original 18th Amendment Bill, or was there always this caveat?
No, it's not new from the point of view that the ANC has always had this position, and they tried to get this into the original draft and they didn't succeed. So the position of the ANC has been consistent. They have not publicized it. It's problematic that they actually publicized it, because before the deadline for submissions on Friday, the bottom line is that currently the Constitution says, and there was no indication that wanted to amend the Constitution to actually get rid of this clause, which is that every citizen has the right to go to court if a citizen is unhappy, in this case, with the decision of government to actually, as far as compensation for expropriation goes. And that is constitutional, and it would be unconstitutional for the ANC or anybody else to say that the executive is the final arbiter.
And that's because who would have been the arbiters on a matter ultimately now being stripped out of the equation with cases not then subject to review, right?
Absolutely. And that's just not constitutional. So I don't know why the ANC is taking this position, but that's their right to take whatever position they want. What we are saying is that, you know, the president had indicated right up front when the whole issue about expropriation without compensation was put on the agenda that we want to institute land reform, which is absolutely necessary, and we all agree it's necessary, mm-hmm. in a way that does not impede our ability to grow our economy, our ability to actually attract investment, both of which we pretty lousy are doing at the moment.
Yeah. Cass, that being said, would, the still-to-be-detailed expropriation bill not suffice as a risk mitigator to an extent in this regard, because it's expected to see more specific terms outlined for when no compensation may be deemed necessary?
Yeah, look, the expropriation bill, there will be still a process to actually give input to the expropriation bill. But the problem here is that you raise issues like this. They're patently unconstitutional. What message are you then sending? You're sending a message, the ANC is sending a message that they want to change the Constitution to enable the executive to actually have the final say. That erodes confidence further. It creates greater uncertainty. The argument that it actually makes explicit what is implicit is total nonsense. The argument that the courts will take too long to actually arbitrate and this will be quicker is total nonsense, because it actually extends the process. And so all of these things simply erode confidence further, create more uncertainty, make it more difficult for us to attract investment, make it more difficult for us to put our economy onto a growth path. And at the end of the day, it's ordinary people who actually bear the brunt of that.
I've got to ask you, have the courts been a problem and, you know, need to be held accountable for the slow pace of reform that we are seeing on the land front?
No, we've seen slow pace of reform because government hasn't put in the necessary resources. There have been all sorts of blockages in administering this. There have been all sorts of issues related to the sort of capacity that government have put into place to effect this. And it's those sorts of issues that have actually delayed land reform. It's not the courts. And through the last 10 years or so, when we've gone through the bad times, the courts have actually held us in good stead, have held this country in good stead. So any allegation that the courts would delay this process, quite honestly, just does not make sense.
You say that you understand that what's on the agenda needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed speedily as well, but within the right structures and frameworks as well, Cass. So what would be a win-win scenario in dealing with land reform in your books?
Well, win-win scenario is one is we need to do it within the context of the law, within the context of the Constitution. We didn't think the Constitution needed to be amended anyway. But some people felt that it needed to be amended to actually clarify and make explicit what's already implicit in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That was fine. This goes further, which we have serious problems with. We believe that there's commitment across the board to actually install land reform. There's good stuff happening commercially and otherwise between established farmers and emerging farmers. We've indicated that we also have to look at the issue of capacity to actually manage the land that's actually expropriated and passed on to emerging farmers and others. And those are the sorts of things we need to look at. And there's sufficient commitment to actually do this collaboratively within the context of the law, expropriation of land where it is necessary, and doing it in a juristically fair way. Yeah. And so we believe that those are the sorts of things that need to be done. And if we actually do this in a way that creates a win-win for established farmers, emerging farmers, for those to whom land will be passed on, I think that there's sufficient goodwill to actually do this properly. And that's what to do. To have these sorts of messages coming out, when the president says one thing, his party says another thing, it just creates havoc, creates uncertainty, and the president actually needs to now show decisive leadership and say that as the president of this country, we will ensure that this is done constitutionally, it's done within the context of the law, and we'll do it properly.
Cass, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, acting CEO of BUSA, Cass Kavadia.